Hello, it's Monday, January the 10th. We are now in the second half of chapter 6 of Revelation. We'll just cover verses 9 through 11, but 9 through 17 is the vision. And this is the opening of the fifth seal. And whereas the first four seals looked at the world's suffering from the perspective of the sovereignty of God, of the sovereignty of Christ, this fifth seal looks at the response of the slain and the glorified saints. Seals 1 through 4 were kind of general, but 5 singles out in particular the effect of this warfare and pestilence and difficulty and trial and tribulation and the hostility of Satan in its effect upon Christians in particular. And John sees Christians who have died but have now been received and have received a heavenly reward. Now imagine the initial readers of John, some of whom may well have in the early 90s lost family members, husbands, siblings, children, and they had been persecuted and they'd been killed and they'd been hurt and they'd been perhaps ostracized or whatever. And imagine John's readers asking, where are they now? What has happened to those family members of mine who have died in persecution? And John's answer is, I saw them. I saw them in heaven. I saw them with their reward, and they're underneath the altar, John says, namely that they're in Christ's presence. And they have committed themselves to the word of God and the testimony of Christ. And notice John's very specific language. I saw the souls of those who had been slain. They had been slain, their bodies had died, but their souls were still alive. They were still alive. Their consciousness remained, and they are in heaven. And God has to punish wrongdoing, because the prayer of these saints in verse 10 is, Lord, how long? How long before you avenge the blood that has been spilt? You know, modern churches, modern Christians don't believe in the wrath of God anymore. But the Bible is absolutely insistent upon it. And the last book of the Bible especially emphasizes the wrath of God. That those who persecute Christians, those who despise Christ, will one day know the wrath of God. In the meantime, he calls upon them to wait. To wait until the number of their fellow servants and brothers is complete. When all the elect have been drawn to heaven, then that prayer will be answered. Well, that's it for today. We'll look at the second half of this vision tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.